The city of Sunbury's under the microscope after a scathing report was issued last week and revealed the former police chief destroyed potential evidence during an internal affairs investigation into alleged officer misconduct. The report also found the city doesn't have some pretty basic policies in place. That's not uncommon among smaller cities in Pennsylvania. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports.
I don't know if there's anything in here.
Sunbury Mayor David Persing is flipping through the police department manual. That's what brought me here, the policies, or lack thereof. Plenty of rules, but none about city-issued cell phones or how to conduct internal affairs investigations. Typically, they're done whenever anyone complains about an officer.
Use of tobacco, uniforms.
A report released last week highlighted the absence of certain standard operating procedures in the department. The report's based on an independent review of an internal affairs investigation. The city hired Ballard Spahr attorney Renee Smith to do it. During the past several months, it's cost at least $40,000, more than the city's total budget for legal expenses for all of 2016. Smith also found the internal affairs matter was mishandled, the former district attorney's exact words, unprofessional, fatally flawed, and biased. But as Mayor Persing is quick to point out, not illegal.
You know, the report, original report, I guess everybody expected there to be a big giant balloon that was going to break and everybody was corrupt or something like that, and that's not what happened.
Here's what did happen. Former Chief Brad Hare wiped the city cell phone of an officer under investigation for misconduct. Officer Scott House was accused of carrying on a romantic relationship while on duty, but House says barely anything happened on the clock. Hare says he wiped the phone for security reasons. It wasn't a cover-up. Smith didn't buy that, and she lambasted the city's lack of written procedures. This seems like really basic stuff, but does it go unaddressed more often than we might think? Berks County Fraternal Order of Police attorney James Gavin says it depends on two factors primarily.
The size of the department and its budget.
Sunbury's police department has 11 officers serving fewer than 10,000 people. Nearly half of Pennsylvanians live somewhere Sunbury size or smaller, although the poverty rate in the Northumberland County towns 50% higher than the state average. About 70% of the local police departments in Pennsylvania have fewer officers than Sunbury. And like many others, the city spends a good chunk of its budget on law enforcement, more than half this year, up from about a quarter in 2003. And 85% of the state's police agencies, including Sunbury, haven't been accredited. That requires implementing best practices and proving they're followed.
This is Dick Hammond.
Dick Hammond handles accrediting for the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association.
You should have good policy and proofs that you comply with that if you end up in a civil situation. Plus, having those policies in place and enforcing them keeps you away from that.
Of course, guidelines aren't a cure-all, but without them, the thinking might go, if a rule's not written down, you don't have to follow it. About 100 departments in Pennsylvania are accredited currently. Another 200 have been at some point. Many are larger and wealthier than Sunbury, but not all of them. Hammond says policy gaps are all too common, but we'd probably have to survey about 800 other departments to know for sure. Mayor Persing says as much.
I don't believe there's anything any more negligent than most communities have in central Pennsylvania our size, which isn't an excuse, don't get me wrong.
Sunbury has a commission form of government. This means the mayor is in charge of the police department. Persing's been in office for all but four of the last 27 years. So why weren't these policies updated?
It just doesn't come up that much. So I guess you could call that on the elected officials.
Smith advised Persing and the other elected officials to adopt policies in her report. It was published nearly 3 months ago. Persing says he's waiting until a new police chief starts. He says whoever it is will be tasked with updating policies and restructuring the department so there's more accountability. Persing appointed himself to serve as interim chief in the meantime. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads, Sunbury.